Hello, and welcome to Eyes on Success, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I am Pete. This week, we'll be talking about WayAround. This is an app that runs on your smartphone that provides details about objects in your everyday life.
We'll speak with Darwin Belt and Jessica Hipp, who developed the WayAround system, about the system and how it works. But first, for our tip of the week, this week's tip comes from Darwin Belt.
I think the tip that I would share is that anytime that life throws you a challenge or some sort of disability, such as blindness, the best way to approach that, from my perspective, is make it actually an advantage. When I was diabetic, someone told me that with your diabetes, make that thing an advantage versus an obstacle. And I said, well, how could you make diabetes an advantage? You have to be disciplined. And so I became a very disciplined person, which really worked in my favor for years and years. When my kidneys failed and I was on dialysis, I made that as an advantage. I was able to learn a new trade and built a business that we ended up taking nationally and even sold it to an international company later. And so with vision loss, how can you make vision loss an advantage? That's for the individual to figure out. I have a couple of ways that I can make my vision loss to my advantage, but I'll let each individual figure out their own way to do that.
Oh, that's perfect. You know, and a lot of times people who are fully able-bodied and have never had a challenge in their life will say something like that. But, you know, you've had your share of challenges and you've turned each of them into a positive. And so coming from that angle, you know, someone else with a challenge can say, oh, well, if he managed, maybe I can.
Yes.
And what great advice that is. I guess it shows that every situation has its pros and cons, and it's really a question of what you're going to do with your own situation and what you'll make of it. Support for Eyes on Success is provided by
Envision AI, an iOS app that processes text and images and converts them to useful audio output to help visually impaired people. It can read things like restaurant menus in multiple languages and recognize personal belongings such as wallets or keys. More information and trial available at letsenvision.com. Let's start by meeting Darwin and Jessica and learning how WayAround got started.
Hi, I am Darwin Belt, co-founder of WayAround, the smart assistant for people who are blind or have low vision. And we have been in business for about 3 years. Most of that time has been for research and development, but we now have our app available and are very excited about giving information about that.
Now, you said you're the co-founder. Who's the other founder?
Armin Fisher. We went to school together, did our internship together, and then actually had a business together for a short period of time and went our separate ways. And Armin and I, we stayed in touch every decade, whether we wanted to or not. But after about 3 decades, we got back in touch with each other. And Armin, in the meantime, had lost his eyesight. And that was right after I had retired. And as we were visiting, I asked him a few questions about what his biggest challenges were, and some of those things were in public spaces. And then, so we just discussed that as being architects, we ought to solve those problems.
And we'll talk a little bit about the details of WayAround and how it works later, but essentially what you're saying is that this effort was started really on account of someone's need for some kind of access solution, and you guys decided to dig in and do it.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Jessica, can you introduce yourself and tell everybody what your role is with WayAround?
Sure. I'm Jessica Hipp, and I'm the marketing director for WayAround. And I got started because of Darwin. In fact, I'm Darwin's daughter. I'm the oldest of 4 kids. And Darwin doesn't often say this, but he was blind himself for a time when I was born, and he's had a number of corrective surgeries, but, you know, his vision when I was growing up was it was something that we were all aware of, picking up our things. And so as he wanted to help his friend, Armin, his enthusiasm was really infectious. And he sucked me in and recruited me. And now I'm full-time with Way Around. And I've been here for a couple of years.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
This week's focus topic is the Way Around tag and scan system.
So it sounds like between you and your partner, Darwin, you guys are pretty familiar with blindness. You've run your own company and you found this need and decided to develop a solution. Can you give us a quick summary of what Way Around is and what its intended function is?
Way Around is an app that works on the iPhone, and we are about to release our version on the Android device also. We have decided to give that information that most people get by their eyesight through an app, but we're actually taking it even further than that because there's a lot of information that you don't gather from your eyesight. For example, when something was created or when something was serviced or when something you last wore it, or when the last time that you had some clothing washed. And so we're actually including that information also in our app. We also, on that this app, we have divided that information. We call it structured information, where the information is divided into categories. So you can get just the information that you want and that information only.
Looking on your website, it appears that you have a number of tags of one sort or another that you can adhere one way or another to an item about which you're going to want the information. Can you describe that system?
Sure. So we call it the tag and scan system. You scan with the app and you tag with the way tags. And what a way tag is it's a smart tag. They come as stickers, magnets, buttons, or clips. And they all work exactly the same way. You would choose a magnet for something that is metal. You would choose a clip for something that you might want to clip together, even use a rubber band to go around a can or something. The tags are what is storing the information and linking it to that physical object. They're all about the size of a postage stamp or a quarter. They're not very thick, but they do have enough of a tactile element that you can easily find them. And when you record something, you can edit, you can change the information a little bit, you can completely change it to another object if that's what you'd like to do.
So walk me through exactly how this works for people who haven't seen this in action. I presume you have your smartphone, you download this app, which is free from the App Store, you purchase the appropriate type of tags for what you want to label. What happens next?
Once you have the smart tags and the app downloaded to your phone, you decide what you want to label, and you select the create button on our main screen, and it takes you to a screen where you can give a description of that item. That's an audio description. You can just dictate that to it, or you can type it in, whatever type of description you want to give to that item. And then after you've given that description, there are several detail types below that you can select from. I'll use clothing, for example. And once you select that clothing detail, there's specific information below that you can fill in also. The information for clothing, it might be how to wash that clothing. How are you going to sort it? When's the last time you got it clean? When did you purchase it? When's the last time you wore it? And once you've got everything in that tag, you then hit the right button at the bottom of the screen, and you hold your phone up to that button, and it transfers the information to store the information.
How would you scan the tag to get the information in a form where you can use it?
The thing that's really nice about all this is you do not have to use a camera. We use a piece of technology that's called near-field communication. So all you have to do is get your phone close to it. And when it stores that information, it's automatically backed up into the cloud also. So if for some reason the tag is destroyed, you've still got your information in the cloud, and you can put that back onto a whole different tag. But you can also, if you decide, okay, I'm not going to use this for clothing anymore, I'm going to use this in the freezer, it can go to a whole new item and be completely used, completely over for a whole new purpose.
See, the part I think is cool is People have been using various tags to identify their clothing for a really long time. I mean, Pete still has some of these little Braille sew-on labels that he had when we met 35 years ago. And that was great. He could tell if it was a shirt or a pair of pants, and then the little Braille tags could tell him what color it was. But your system, in addition to that, also gives the laundering instructions, which are usually in little teeny print, so even people with normal vision have a hard time reading it, and the history of how recently it's been laundered or mended or whatever. So I think that's really handy.
Well, Nancy, that's exactly right. And one of the great things about WayAround is just how flexible it is. And I'm currently expecting my second baby. And as I've been going through and organizing all of the clothes from the first child and sorting them into 3 to 6 months and 12 to 18 months, I've put way tags on the outside of all the Tupperware bins so that I can easily know what's there and then also easily update it, because you know how quickly little ones grow. And instead of getting my Sharpie out and marking through a box, I just go into the app and it's really easy to make a quick update and resave it to that box.
And you're fully sighted, so you're making use of these things rather than scratching out old labels and having all these markups all over your containers. This is a great way for you to organize your life.
Exactly. And that's one of the things we like to say with WayAround, that we created it, you know, to be accessible and help people with a specific need. And often we find that things that work really well for people with a certain accessibility need actually make the lives of a lot of people easier. And I'm personally finding that out.
And we always stress that when we talk with people about new applications, new products, this concept of universal design that people have been embracing more and more as time goes on. You know, usually if it's better for some special needs community, it's better for everybody.
Yeah, one of the things that we have looked at, as we start out with low vision or blind or low vision, but as we continue to work on the technology, we have realized that more and more it can be used by sighted people. You know, some initial things that we've talked about is we have some neighbors that mentioned that they would love to have this to label all of their boxes up in the attic, especially around Christmas time when they put all of the ornaments upstairs and they know that it's upstairs, but they don't know which box grandma's ornament was that was in there. So they can just look at the app and know exactly which box to go to and what's in that box. And then other things as far as, again, maintenance, you know, just around the house, or your air conditioning system or your water heater, knowing when the last time you had that service, when was the last time that you changed the air filter, what was the phone number of that individual that came and serviced that and fixed it, what are the part numbers on there? And so it's another way of storing a lot of information that is not just for people that are blind or low vision.
And the other thing that's neat about this near-field communication technology, as you pointed out, is you don't have to use a camera, particularly for someone who's visually impaired. You know, sometimes they'll be looking for a QR code and trying to find where is it and not get the camera position right. Here, you just have to get it close. How close do you have to get to these tags in order to have them read properly?
Generally, it's within about an inch. It works better for us when we actually just lay this device right on top of it. But it'll work within about a half inch to an inch. And so it's not something that you're going to be hearing information from multiple tags. In fact, you can have a whole series of drawers. We have people that like to do things as far as decorating, and they have little beads and all in them. And so these tags can be very close, you know, an inch or two apart, and you can read each individual tag independently.
I am thinking of my collection of screws and bolts and nuts. And, you know, there's all these little drawers and each one has a different variety. And I usually open every single one of them when I'm looking for something.
Yes, that's exactly where we're seeing people that are sighted want to have this product also. And so, the point is that people need information. And that's what our app is all about, is getting information. It's information at your fingertips. And the information is not just one piece of information. Every item, if it's your refrigerator, again, like I was talking a while ago, you want to know when it was maintained or who the person was. But you don't want to have to hear all of that information. You want to go to just that piece of information that you want. You could even add things into that tag that would be the things that you've placed in the refrigerator, the items that you've purchased. And so you kind of have an inventory of what's in the refrigerator. So really the concept of using our Way Tags and our Way Around app is just limited by your own imagination.
So you mentioned earlier that there are several levels of information. There's, you know, basic, more detailed, even more detailed. How do you get from one to the other?
When you first scan a tag, the first thing that your app is going to do is going to give you the description of what you put in there that you dictated to store on that tag. And so once that is read to you, or you can read it visually, or you can have voiceover or talk back, read that back to you. And if you want more information, you just swipe to the right and it tells you the next piece of information. And if you want more information, you swipe to the right again. And each one of those pieces of information that as you're swiping right, we have a label and then that detailed information. So if you're going down the list and you're on a piece of clothing, you're wanting to hear that information, the first piece of information might be sorting, and then it's washing, and then it's drying. Well, you don't have to listen to sorting and the exact color that is sorting. You just go sorting, washing, drying, date purchased, date cleaned. And then you stop at that point, and it gives you that information. So you can go up and down, you know, swiping to the left with voiceover, to the right. You can just drag your finger over to get the information that you want. Stop it there, and it gives you that information.
And just to make it clear to people, these apps are fully compatible with VoiceOver or TalkBack, so people who are blind should not have any problem using these apps and performing the functions that we described.
Yes.
And Pete, I can add on to that, that for people with low vision who may not use VoiceOver or TalkBack and may not be used to having the phone speak to them all the time, if you don't have VoiceOver or TalkBack turned on, then the app will not speak to you. It's also compatible with all sorts of accessibility settings. So if you use an inverted screen coloring, if you have bold text or things like that, then the app will take whatever the accessibility settings you have set natively to your phone and apply them to the Way Around app.
Terrific.
One of the other things from the accessibility standpoint is since we're using a smart device, there are a lot of other types of devices that will connect to your smartphone. For example, Braille readers. There's also hearing aids. And so all of these devices still work. And so now we are connecting these NFC tags with this information to all types of devices to communicate to you. And so now when you scan a tag, if you've got a Braille reader, you would just connect your Braille reader, whether you plug it in or it works with Bluetooth, it just connects. And now that information is exported onto your Braille reader. And so this information can not only be going through your app, it can be transferred into those other devices. Or if you're hearing impaired using your AirPods, you can have that device speak to you and it not be speaking out loud.
I thought I saw on your website that for people without smartphones, there is a device that you sell that will also read these tags?
Well, that's almost there. Some of the smartphones do not have NFC technology. Or they have NFC technology that will only communicate certain things. For example, the iPhone, their version 7 or version 8, are the only phones with the iPhone that can read this NFC directly. So we came up with a way to get around that by using Bluetooth technology. And so we have a device, it's called a Waylink, that can read these tags via this device, and it transfers that information via Bluetooth to your phone. And so now that that information is on your phone, it does not have to go through the NFC reader or writer. It just goes through our device. And that device, as I said, is called a Waylink.
Oh, that is really clever, using a small device to effectively expand your customer base from just those people who already have the proper variety of smartphone. What else does the Waylink device do?
There's a lot of other advantages on this Waylink. When you're reading information with the iPhone, you have to read that item. And then the next time you want to read an item, you push the button on the screen and it reads and it gathers that information. With our Waylink, you can just hold that device on top of a tag. It reads it. You scan it over to the next tag. It reads that. It just goes from item to item to item. So if you're in your closet reading your clothes, you can go from blouse to blouse to blouse or shirt to shirt to shirt. your pants to pants to pants, and it just continues to reading it. And then if you want more information about that, you can swipe down through the app to get that more information. Another use for that way link would be if you're in the kitchen cooking, and if you put tags on your canned goods or on your items, your spices or any items from the pantry, you can just set those items down on that way link and it will read it to your phone. And if you've got the earbuds, again, you're hearing it yourself and not everybody else is hearing it. So it's one of those things that gives you some privacy. I know that Armin's wife, she gets a little frustrated sometimes from the aspect of everything in the house talks. And she was excited to know that Armin can hear all this information without having to hear it herself. And so it gives a lot of freedom.
Oh, now that's appealing.
It really is. We have really thought of to not just give information about, the color of the item that you're looking at or what the item is. We have really tried to resolve a lot of additional issues, and that's why we have spent about 3 years before we even came to market with this product.
This technology has been around for some time now, but I suppose it's never easy to start up something new or new application. What challenges did you have to overcome in order to get this to be a practical product?
The first challenge was to understanding the concept to begin with. We started on this using the Android. Android had their NFC readers available for a long time. Apple also uses this NFC technology for their Apple Pay. But the biggest challenge for us was that on the Apple device, they did not release the software for third parties to use. It was only for Apple's Apple Pay. So even though they had the NFC readers there, we could not use it. So that was our biggest challenge to overcome first.
Oh, interesting. So how did you overcome that problem?
One of the biggest challenges, again, was that on the Apple device, we were not able to utilize their technology because they were using it only for the Apple Pay. And so after we came up with a way to get around that totally legally, we were able to use some Bluetooth technology to be able to store that information and get that information stored on the tag without having to use the Apple development team. And so that technology that we've utilized there, we actually have patents on.
Apple presumably has this near-field technology on some of their phones, but you've had to do this workaround. Is that still an issue, or has Apple opened up their system to third-party developers?
Apple did open up their technology last year, 2017, and what they mentioned was that they were going to release the capability of reading NFC tags by the Apple iPhone. But once they finally released it, this is when we got a great big surprise. They did exactly what they said. They allowed us to read the NFC technology. They did not allow us to write that technology.
Oh, and that wasn't helpful to you.
Well, but it didn't bother us because we have this other technology that we are able to use our Bluetooth technology without having to use the Apple's way of storing that on a tag.
What plans do you have for extending the way around technology?
We anticipate having the same type of technology available in public spaces. For example, when you go to a ADA sign, you can read that ADA sign that this is a restroom or it's a cafeteria or a room number 101. But if we're able to add our tags on there that has all this information in there, it will work the exact same way that you can swipe down through the app and get more information about that room. How do you get to the receptionist inside of this room? Or how do you get to the sink inside of this bathroom? And so you can swipe down through the pieces of information for that tag, how to actually get into that room and get to the particular place that you want to be. Can also give you information about how do you get to the nearest exit? Or how do you get to the elevator? How do you get to the ice machine? What is the closest fire exit from there? So this technology is going to really change the way ADA signs are used in the future because it won't just be the name of a room anymore.
Now for this week's final item, how you can learn more about Way Around, including how to get it.
So if people want to find out more about this device, or buy some of the tags, find out more about you, where would you send them?
go to our website, which is wayaround.com, wayaround.com. And you can get all kinds of information. It'll tell you about the technology. It'll tell you about Armin and myself and Jessica. You can buy tags there. We have a store that lists all of the different way tags, the different types. You can also go to the Apple App Store and download Way Around Tag and Scan. Again, no spaces in there. And you can download that and be able to get information even inside of the app.
One other thing, and we've talked a lot about the iPhone. Way Around is available for Android as well.
If people have any questions for either of you, do you have an email address or phone number you'd like to share?
Sure. The best way to reach us via email is connect@wayaround.com, and that will end up right in my email inbox. And you can also reach us on the phone at 833-857-7760.
And do you have a social media presence?
We do. You can connect with us on both Facebook and Twitter. We're at WayAround Tools, and we would love to connect with you there. We're also on YouTube. We have a few videos out. Every video we've produced has audio description, so if you have no vision, you should be able to watch the video that describes what's going on the screen. It's WayAround Tools on YouTube.
A couple other pieces of information. If people do want to go to the Apple Store and download our app, it is free, and so you can actually download it and play with it. Even though you won't be storing the information on tags, you can see exactly how it works, and you will be able to experience some of the voiceover aspects of it. But one other thing that we would like for you to do is if you go to our website at wayaround.com and look under help, there is a community forum. If you have questions, you can communicate directly with us there. You can actually even communicate directly with our programmers so that if you have a particular feature that you would like to see in this, you can communicate and hear that.
And as usual, if you missed any of that information in the audio portion of our show, we also will have that information in the show notes associated with this episode at www.eyesonsuccess.net. So make use of those show notes.
That's it for show number 1829. Next week, we'll be doing an encore of a show we did a year and a half ago about the Helen Keller Archives at the American Foundation for the Blind in honor of their very recent announcement that they just launched the digital archives. Helen Selsden joined the AFB in 2002 to organize and preserve the Helen Keller Archives, and with 160,000 items in the archives, it has taken her a lot of work to get it done. We'll talk with her about her work and about this rich source of information on the history of visual impairment, women's history, literary history, and American culture. If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net or call us at 585-210-8094.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpey and Peter Torpey and distributed by WXXI Reach Out Radio. Browse the full archive of programs, find instructions for subscribing to the podcasts, and much more at www.eyesonsuccess.net. You can also find us on iTunes and follow us on Facebook at Eyes on Success or Twitter at _EyesOnSuccess. We hope you will join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. Thanks for listening to Eyes on Success and have a nice day.